این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth. Now in Islam, which is our present discussion, these big powers who want to plunder our wealth are the ones who regard Islam as being in conflict with their interests. We see that the Prophet belonged to the lower strata. Allah verily hath shown grace to the believers by sending unto them a messenger of their own. It is for this reason that these big powers engage in propaganda. First, they took the side of religions in general, and then they drag it to Islam with the intention of repressing Islam. This is because they fear Islam, that religion which can challenge them and sever their hands from. God willing, with your strength and with the power of your faith and the power of Islam, this movement will reach its conclusions.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Shiism. In one of his speeches, he mentions that Islam survives by the grace of the Shia school of thought. In the history, when we see the Islamic history, we see there were ups and downs. There were many deviations in the Islam. Even after the demise of the Prophet, we see it was only 50 years after the demise of the Prophet where the people who were so-called Muslims, who used to call themselves Muslims, they came in the land of Karbala against the grandson of the Prophet, against the members of Ahlul Bayt. They came against the leader of the youth of the paradise, which is Imam Hussein alayhi salam. About Imam Hussein, we have many narrations from the Prophet. He and his brother are the master of the youth of paradise, where he said, Husaynu minni wa ana min al-Husayn. I'm from Hussein, Hussein is from me. So the Shia school of thought, which is the follower of the Ahlul Bayt, which are following the footsteps of Ahlul Bayt, of Imam Ali alayhi salam, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, till Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Imam Khomeini says that the Islam survives by the grace of the Shia school of thought. Why? Because this is the Shia school of thought that has given so many sacrifices so that Islam can survive, so that Islam can be alive. In the mainstream, by the Shia leaders who are the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, we can see how Imam Ali alayhi salam protected their religion at that time.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi.
We can see how Imam Hassan alayhi salam was forced to sit and write an agreement in order to save Islam. And we saw that how Imam Hussein alayhi salam in the land of Karbala with all his family has saved Islam. He saved Islam with the cost of his own blood, with the cost of his family being captive, with the cost of losing everything that he had in the land of Karbala. But on the other hand, today we remember Imam Hussein. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made this dhikr, made his remembrance alive till Qiyamah. And today we curse the enemies of Imam Hussein. Why? Because they were against Islam. Therefore, when Imam Khomeini says Islam survives by the grace of the Shia school of thought, it means that we must feel proud to be follower of the Shia school of thought, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha.